Blog Talk Radio.
My Hollywood dream is so important to me, but as I get older, because of the struggle, after many decades of struggle, it's almost like it's something to let go, but I can't. But sooner or later, I may have to. I dealt with too much, you know, the rejections, the struggle, not getting with my music, because I can write some good songs, and no one gave me any recognition. And then, so I'm going to talk about the rejections, the struggle, and then the second thing I'm going to talk about is people have tried to undermine it in my environment now, so I'll talk about that later. Well, the first topic is rejection struggle. When I first came out here, I was homeless, so it took me over a year or two to make a demo. I wasn't even thinking about demos. Before I even made a demo, I was on stage performing with musicians. Honestly, that is the truth. But it's been hard if you're homeless. So I had to get my act together, and then I made my first demo, and rejected by several record labels with the rock, in the rock, you know, the rock department divisions, even a major label. It was very disheartening, and it continued. So for a year, I went from being an artist-songwriter to just being a songwriter. That was even more struggle. Nobody wanted to use it. So I realized I had to write songs that probably that are suited for the business, because what I didn't realize at first was writing from the heart is not going to sell me it would be writing to business standards, what they look for in songs. So singing it is one thing. So yeah. Now the artist side, yeah, is either, you know, I have a unique style, so. And I was never, you know, conventionally beautiful in terms of the standard, but I'm beautiful in my own way. I'm very beautiful. But so I had to develop my gifts and my strengths. They do look for the unique performer, because I could change the industry, so I guess I have that. But maybe I was too unique for some of these people. I acted normal. I did my own thing, you know. I say that because I did not do anything to put myself in a category of undesirable person to sign. There were no, you know, I didn't commit a crime. I was not, some artists were outlaws, so I was not an outlaw. I didn't go to jail. I had my own, you know, try to be good, you know. At the same time, I didn't realize in rock and roll that my songwriting was similar to Smashing Pumpkins and all of them who was popular at the time. But I wasn't considered the right person as an artist, not even my songwriting. But I wanted to thank, one thing I was accepted was BMI for at least offering to sign me. And signing with BMI is easy. You got to just write. It's free. Now, ASCAP is $50. ASCAP didn't come to me. BMI did. That's after I put so many flyers all over the place, and I was so innocent and naive. Well, anyway, the struggle, the bands, the performances, all that stuff was true. And then I had to go back to college because I didn't see any recognition, especially after 10 years. Even my songwriting, it's like practically at times I thought about giving up. So I recorded music, and then I was like, okay, it's time for me to just bury it. But surprisingly, I was able to release it about 10, 20 years later. So in that sense, you know, I got some recognition. You know, you see me in the videos, you see me in that. So I was an indie artist. But indie artist at my age, I was like, I'm still struggling. No one gave me a contract. There was one person that gave me a contract, but they were not credible. I thought they were like a shark-like person. When I say shark, it's someone who's trying to manipulate another person. I looked at that. The record company had this black guy with glasses. It was like a rap label, and I was a rock music. And there were, you know, it didn't have nobody there. They didn't sign anybody. I checked them out. I did everything what I was supposed to as an artist to check out if someone signed me to see if they're legit. I mean, if it was Capitol Records, yes, that's legit. But, you know, I watch out what I sign. And I wanted to tell you, if you're an struggling artist like me, be careful what you sign. So then I was, you know, one thing that really hurts me, I'll get to that later. It was the radio station. But over time, I realized I had to just concentrate on just getting a day job. And I was working in psychology, you know, which was a mistake because I didn't come out to L.A. to be a psychologist. And after working in it for a while and experiences, I cannot work in psychology ever again. Clinical. Now, when it comes to teaching it or schooling, you know, like talk about disorders in a school, that's a different story. You know, teaching it is great. It's rewarding. I never taught it, but writing about it in a book, yeah. But as far as being a therapist or clinician or anything related, you know, from San Fernando Valley and from other, I cannot do it for a living. I am not, interested in any part. I bring that up because some people were saying that I can make a great psychologist, and that's not true. You know, one of the reasons is because I had so many bad experiences with the people with disorders and working with them, and my dad had a disorder. I had bad experience with people with mental illness before I got into mental health, so I can't deal with it. So that's over. That's not even an option. I wouldn't even work if someone hired me. They were mentioning about being an administrator. I wouldn't even do that for a living either, anything related to it. I wouldn't volunteer or anything. I wouldn't even be on a board, you know, directly because of the bad experiences with the people, the clients with mental health and the crime and stuff like that. So I can't do that for a living. I mean, I've been through a lot before, and I realize I'm just not the right person. But I came to LA to be an artist, and that's one of the reasons why I was an artist, was because of those bad experiences, trauma. You know, writing a song about trauma is because I had a very bad experience, bad experiences in upstate New York, and lots of bad experiences being ignored in L.A. and so on. And so, you know, feeling alienated. So I was like Kurt Cobain in a lot of ways, but I didn't get recognized. And no, I do not have no desire to do anything self-destructive or anything, because I know being an artist is very difficult. I know how an artist's life is very difficult. A lot of artists struggle, especially those who never got recognized by me. And, I filed the part, I did the part, and I was like, I can't do it no more. But, you know, the rejection took a toll on me because of not feeling, being alienated, not feeling accepted. And how lucky some people, there are lots of artists, and, you know, let me tell you, there's artists who do way crazier things than they got signed, you know, so I didn't get signed, so that was painful enough. But what is painful is how some people in my environment try to undermine that potential, or people are trying to undermine it. Yes, I came across sharks or manipulative people who wanted to manipulate me through money and stuff. I was able to read through them and keep away from them. You know, it's like I could see through somebody. I was like, not a chance. I see through you. I was like, uh-uh. I say that literally because, someone's manipulative. It was painful for me because I had to deal with that. But it was painful where I had a KOS, you know, like my song, and they said they were going to play it. They were going to send me 2 or 3 songs or something, and they didn't play it. So it was very upsetting that they didn't play it. So that was very bad, you know. But I had to move on, you know. It was hard, you know. I seen other artists struggle and some artists gave up, and I was not going to do that, but I had to just do things in my own persevering style to get through things, and it's already hard outside of being an artist to find a job and do things, and it still is. It was very difficult. Struggle with me trying to make it in Hollywood, that's my initial goal, but it's very hard, you know, it really is. But then when I have people near me, when I finally make, I said, okay, let me try experimenting. And I did it with bands, you know, songs that never was released. And I wasn't as aware of the business. I said, let me try writing pop songs. And I wrote pop songs and I released. Finally got it released on a small label that was not, you know, it's really hard to make it on an indie label. In fact, from what I realized in the music industry, trying to make it on an indie label is next to nothing. I'm pretty much signed to myself until I get to a major label or get somebody to sing it. But hearing, not just with the KOS situation, had people trying to undermine my potential nearby. Some person lied to people saying that they own my music. They said they contacted Nice, and that's so evil because I copyrighted everything. I had to. I knew that, I learned that when I was younger. Outkast, I wrote Struggle, I wrote that, and I realized, okay, I have to write something more positive. So I write that and that and that. They still didn't get it, so I was like, okay. So I had to, before I release a song, I had to copyright it to protect, to make sure I own it. Or publish something, you know. Publishing, I found out about that later because for one reason, I signed my publishing away, but then I realized, okay, I got it back. I realized it wasn't on anybody. I was checking it because I thought I lost control of my art for several years, and I realized I didn't lose control. The person didn't put it on their publishing. And I thought they had control over it. I didn't know that they didn't. So lucky me, I said, beat them to it, let me put it on my publishing. Okay, they were involved in the music, so I had to give them what they did. So be careful, you know, what you sign. If you get offered a publishing contract or anything, be careful. You know, I learned by instinct, slow instinct, you know. I'm just an artist who write and play music. You know, I play the keyboard, write a song or sing or be on stage. Like I don't do it as much as I used to because of time. You know, 25, 20, be on stage a lot. At this age, I feel it's not as practical. I'll probably be on stage on podcasts or be on stage once in a while. I am not going to do what I did for those 20 years of being on stage. It is not fair and practical, but I'll do it. 90 seconds. But I wanted to let you know, and then people saying, oh, lies about me owning thing, not owning it. You know that's not true. Or people lie, you know, saying that they use my songs. You know, that is so evil because of all that struggle I went through. And I it's like it got me to the point where if I make a demo, I get nervous because like I have to write the demo. How manipulative the business is, you know. I heard a lot of horror stories in the music business, how people have stole people's music, so many lawsuits. So if I write a demo, it's be like I'd be concerned. Okay, it ain't gonna be released until I put my name on it as a copywriter because I did make it. And I don't like, you know, I mean, I did make that song, but I have no money. I got really no money from it. The good thing is that after a very long time, I'm finally getting checks, very little bitty, $50, $100, not much to show for it after 33 years of struggle. And, you know, the trouble with me trying to make it in Hollywood, too much struggle. And I wonder why am I doing this. I'm glad I went back to college. I made the right decision. Because it's like, I cannot concentrate on music, and it's not as practical as it used to be. So I have to concentrate more on more practical things, like getting a degree to get a nice job, which is even hard itself in L.A. So I came to L.A. to do that. But when someone make up stories or say I ain't well enough or say this or that around me or say they used my song or got money from it, they are pure evil. I can never forgive somebody who will say that, because trying to take my dreams away is sacrilegious. It's so evil. It is no excuse. And I don't like when someone say, I made it. I made it. What did I make? 33 years of struggle and really hardly any money. Well, I will say this. I appreciate making very, very little for my music. And I appreciate I'm still alive. I'm not one of those Hollywood dreamers who lose their lives or gave up. Yes, I got it out, you know, in that sense. I did not get a gold record. I did not get a gold album. I did not get it released on a movie. I did not, a major movie. I did not make it to the big time. And it's that long. So I don't like when they say that. But if they talk about just releasing it to the public, that's nothing. It's about millions of people released to the public. I did not make it as far as it means financial. It means gold. It means Grammy Awards. It means Oscar. It means when you make it, Oscar, Grammy, awards, that's when you make it. When you're recognized by the industry. I did not get recognized by anybody for my music. I struggled so hard. I dealt with people trying to undermine me. People didn't want me to be a lead singer of a band that never was a band. I mean, people said they threatened people with losses of a song they don't own. I'm the only one who owns it. I'm the copyright claimant. They don't even have a copyright claimant. That's how you can sue. If you don't have your name on the copyright claimant, you cannot sue. I mean, I dealt with that crazy shit. And they made up this allegation that they contacted. I don't know if that's true, KOS. I mean, it's impossible. They just didn't put me on air. I was prejudged for being heavy set. So I written that song Unique. And, you know, being heavy set is okay. You know, I'm glad Lenzo came around, because it showed you can be any size regardless if you believe in yourself. But I didn't get that recognition. Yeah, I could be okay as a songwriter, but I'm not going to sign my songs away to do it. I am not going to sleep with anybody to do it. So that's not my criteria. People have done that and got up there. Unfortunately, lots of people have got up there by sleeping with somebody. But who's going to sleep with me? I think not. And I don't want to. Not only am I probably not in the shape to sleep with anybody, I am not going to go there. But it's very hard. I knew it was a gamble when I first started. You know, it was, you know, it's practically the truth, you know. But it's painful because my other lives are painful. It's painful, you know. And the painful can take a toll on me. Then, just recently, you know, I express myself on Twitter. I express myself about this. I keep expressing myself. And some people have these online. I have somebody say they were concerned about me and everything, my health and so on, on X. And, you know, about talking about music and so on. And I was perfectly fine. I had several people who defended me and said, that's nothing. That's just artistic. And I'm like, you know, it's just like, I didn't say anything vulgar or crazy, you know. And a lot of artists are crazy, particularly there are some really big artists on there who say all kinds of crazy things on podcasts and so on. I ain't saying nothing crazy. I was just talking about music or owning my songs or whatever. Because being an artist is, you know, artists are unique and they have their own style. So because, you know, everybody should know that, you know, it's entertainment, you know. You have your own style. I believe in one thing, artists are here to disturb the peace. So, and I'm here, you know, disturb the peace through creativity, to change, you know, to alter things. And that's, I guess I'm one of them in that way. You know, I have to express myself, not repress myself. I cannot conform to something that's going to inhibit me. Because when I was young, I was inhibited, very much so. I couldn't say a word when I was a child, when I was an adolescent, inhibited. And that's why I was not well, because the inhibition was not the way to be healthy. In order to be healthy, you had to be, I had to be who I am. But I couldn't be who I am back in those days. But I realized in order to be who I am, I had to go to a place and as an adult, express myself as much as I can. Not, as long as I ain't bothering nobody, I ain't saying nothing illegal, then I'm fine. Some people said, oh, I can't make it if I have all these issues. I keep talking about copyright. If I talk about, oh, I own this. I said, that's bullshit. If you look at all the artists, you know, the rock artists, the rap artists, all those artists, pop artists all over the X, they are all kinds of things, famous and non-famous. I don't even compare to the outrageous things they say. And then on the other hand, in general, why are they talking about me? I mean, look at Donald Trump. I mean, I could never stoop to that level. Or Kanye West saying something about, I would never stoop to that level. So, you know, there's nothing more wrong than apologizing for the Holocaust. You know, the Holocaust was horrific. The Holocaust was wrong. The Holocaust, you know, dealt with people, innocent people being killed because of their religion. It was hatred. There's not, you cannot apologize for the Holocaust. The Holocaust is like slavery. It's wrong. It's per wrong. Can't you see? It's wrong when they target a person of religion or race. And is evil. It's evil. I would never go down that path or attack a whole group or whatever. I cannot. I'm sorry if someone's angry about me for saying about Kanye West. Well, it's the truth. It's just general. It's just a universal thing. I ain't going to go that far, you know. I'm aware of, I need to express myself. But I'm an artist. I would never even cross that line. And because of hatred and bigotry and all that stuff that's related to the Holocaust, it should always be shown, in my opinion, how that every victim should be honored in every way, shape, or form. Just like slavery. It is hatred. It is evil. It is no... You can't apologize for nothing like that. I would never say something like that. But a lot of artists have said other things. I would never. But I didn't get the recognition, you know. And, you know, people say my size or my economics or what I say, or people talk about what I say about my neighborhood. That has, should not have nothing to do with whether I write a song or I sing. There should be no excuses. Where I work or don't, what I look like, that has nothing to do with music, okay? So I express myself as much as I can. My music was made for everybody to enjoy. So when I write a song, you notice I don't say he or she. So when you hear my love songs I write, it don't say he or she, because I'm trying to write, for, you know, this, people, heterosexual or homosexual, can relate to that song. And my song is colorblind. It relates to all colors. Unfortunately, no one gave me the opportunity to express myself, to go further. And after all these years, my Hollywood dream has gotten to the point where I have to find a way, unfortunately, I may have to stop. I've done enough, 33 years, but I'm not giving up right now. I released 10 records, but I have not received no recognition whatsoever. And it's really sad. And for people to say they hindered my potential, That is so sad. When someone make up a lie saying they're going to sue somebody, prevent a record company from, oh, that's crazy. That is an allegation that should not be taken seriously because they can look it up on the U.S. Copyright Office of my songs. It may be one or two people. You can look it up on BMI, how many songs I've written, 400-something. So I've written lots of songs. I appreciate other artists like me, you know, big or small, you know. I always appreciate someone who makes music because they know what I'm going through, and I always tell somebody they're going to make it because when someone makes it, it makes other dreams come true. So if my dream don't happen, other dreams don't come true. You have to be good to people, especially in that department, how hard it is to be an artist. It's someone's life force. When you try to take my dream away, you're taking my life force away, and that's not fair. But the trouble with me trying to make it in Hollywood is just too much struggle, too longevity. It's just too longevity. You know, I'm aware. I'm very much aware. Yes, I'm very much aware of what's going on. Have you noticed I have not made a demo? I've not released a demo, have I, in the last year or two? Well, I released, been making demos for 30 years. How long you expect? So it's very hard. And way my mental health is, now let me tell you, a lot of artists, they have mental health problems way worse. I mean, it is very common among artists of alcohol and drug problems that I don't have. Severe mental problems that I don't have. Some of them, we were talking about that, you know, even among songwriters, some of them in and out of hospitals have depression, whatever, post-traumatic stress disorder, bad. That's very common among artists and musicians and actors. Very common. So, yes, I had bad experiences, bad childhood, but I'm okay. I lived in poverty all my life. Yes, I had a lot of issues outside of music, but music was my way to create and to communicate to the world, and a podcast is my way, too, as an artist. So I got to be free to express myself and not be compelled to repress myself. So I can't do that. I mean, but when I have people say they don't want my dream to come true, I have people say, oh, I didn't deserve it. I didn't deserve it. 33 years. What are you talking about? Or because of the way I work, or they're concerned about my size or my health. That is all freaking bullshit. But that's unfair for me to deal with that because I'm extremely talented and someone's jealousy or someone. It's not fair for someone to say that or to use my songs when they didn't write it or it's a stealing. I said that too. But, you know, I had these people follow me around. I think it's because, this is the truth, because I had got a little bit of fame online. And that's, listen, I don't feel famous. I feel a little fame online, but I'm not famous. If I got much bigger like Taylor Swift, then I would understand. I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, I can understand. But I don't feel in that situation because big artists deal with that all the time. They know how to deal with it because they deal with that. But I guess little bitty artists with a little fame deal with it too. So I'm aware. So I don't understand. Why are they preoccupied with me? I mean, if someone come around just because I'm writing, they shouldn't. I prefer them not to, unless they contact me directly about my music. If they're wondering who I am and what I am, please don't. I wouldn't go up to an artist. If I was, oh, that artist looked interesting, I would just contact them by email. Did you write that song? Oh, blah, blah, blah. What, blah, blah. And nobody should worry about me. I have people even in my environment because of my podcast and music were concerned about my mental health because of my podcast talking about allegations, which is ridiculous because it was nothing said about a particular person or place, and they should contact me directly about it. There's no legal issue, I don't think. It's entertainment. I have a right to express thyself. I didn't say their name, did I? No. So they should leave it there. I'm very much aware. But getting a little fame, getting a little fame, just having it on Twitter or could attract the crazies or people who I do not know or out of the woodwork or I haven't seen in years. I believe that to be the truth. But, and people in my building say, ooh, we're wondering about this or that. I am not a big celebrity. They need to realize that. If they are coming over here because they think I might become a celebrity, that is not fair and that is not good. Because I may never be a big celebrity. I mean, I told you about the allegations that people were filming inside my home or saying that they have a right to look. That was just an allegation. That is wrong. That is illegal. I don't know. Just because I got a song out or whatever, I don't want people looking at that. Big celebrities deal with that all the time. You know, I'm not a big celebrity. I may have it all over the world, but nobody, they ain't saying Dub Night on ABC, are they? I would love to write a song and get to that level, but it didn't happen. It's a very difficult undertaking. But I'm not leaving L.A. I came a long way from when I started, when I was 19, with a suitcase and a Greyhound bus and got off the bus with a suitcase with that dream. But I'm no longer with the one-dimensional dream. I realize that dreams are multidimensional, and I have to go for this other dream. So I was in class, law class, and couldn't concentrate, so that's another dream. I don't know if it's going to come true. I'm going to do the best. That's my abilities, you know. That's a chance. But the other dream didn't come true, but it came true by little bits of money, by $10, $15, $20, and some artists made thousands. I didn't get to that point after all these years. Frankly, my dream may not come true, and that would be very painful. It would be horrific after all the years I spent. There's nothing much I could do. I'm not giving up. I'm just telling it like it is. I have to find a way to deal with it because it's going to be something that I have to deal with for the rest of my life. I hope I make it, but it's going to be painful. It's like a scar, you know, from all the – I got scar tissue, years of scar tissue. I don't know what's going to happen. So the trouble with me trying to make it in Hollywood, too much struggle, dealing with too much of you know, time-consuming, too many rejections, people trying to make lies on me, all that. And then there are people say, oh, my mental health, I'm not well enough to be on stage. Well, you tell half of the artists who are on stage right now, because I am very much aware of reality, I always will be, so I don't want nobody making assessments on me. I said that on podcasts because when I do podcasts, perhaps people, maybe big artists too, probably heard me. My mental health is fine. If you're concerned about somebody, it has to be an emergency or direct involvement. There is no emergency. If they're concerned about allegations, then what I say, then contact me directly. It is not an emergency. Emergency, if you see somebody shoot a gun or somebody deteriorate or something that's very extreme, that requires asylum or conservatorship. That's the legal way of doing it. But what I was dealing with is just people ignorance and inability to deal with me because of my uniqueness and my ability to express myself. And probably jealousy of my artistic endeavors and talents and some ulterior motives to take my dreams away. And that is exactly what it is. Emergency should be where is something seriously involved. I mean, something serious. I mean, even before, you know, there are tales before emergency that you can tell. Something is going on that just... You know, not something nonchalant. Speaking on a podcast, there are millions of people doing it, so that's what they should be concerned about. They should not be concerned about me at all. I'm an artist. Artists, podcasts are entertainment. They should be concerned about if someone showing signs of deterioration and to the point where before there's an emergency, you know, they collapse, there are people who are on the street deteriorating and they have just passed a law to put them in a hospital. There are people who, we can't go by an allegation or ignorance. Everything has changed, transpired the last, as time went by, to stop ignorance and to stop prejudice. I dealt with people's prejudice based on my skin color or my uniqueness when they should know what the law is. I'm already dealing with somebody who simply cannot accept the ways of the country. I mean, we just passed a law. I mean, you can marry whoever you want. You can be whoever you want, and they don't understand that. They live in 1920. We are never going back to 1920 or 1950. That's just ignorance. I live in the 21st century, and the 21st century is upon us. And it's going to continue to evolve to where people get smarter and wiser and stop targeting innocent people because of their uniqueness. We're living, and plus, we're living near Hollywood. Hollywood has a lot of artists all around, within and outside of it. If they're not aware of that, they need to get their head examined, because the ignorance comes from people who actually do need to be checked on, because they're not aware of diversity and ability to understand people from all walks of life. It's always going to be somebody different from you and me, and it's always going to be somebody who look different and act different, but it also means that that's just part of diversity. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's really about the trouble of trying to make it, but somebody said, I need to go out and perform. Perform where? 20 years and be on stage and nobody pay attention? Well, I did all I could. We'll see. I released 10 albums. Some of them are very similar, have the same songs. Usually the album has like one song released and then another new song released, and I play my keyboard. You know, it's part of going for a dream. A dream should not be taken away, but my dreams, people want to hinder me, but I can't let someone take my dream away, and I can't let myself take my dream away, but in some instance, it's out of my hands. I can't make somebody in Hollywood like me either, so I don't know what's going to happen, but it's been hard. It's a part of my life forever, because I spent so much time making and doing music and going for that dream. The entertainment community did not recognize me, and that's a sad thing. The trouble with me trying to make it in Hollywood is just the longevity, the struggle, and dealing with dream killers and naysayers who want to take it away. And that is so hard when it happens for 33 years. I leave it there. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.